NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The U.S. is offering praise as well as criticism following the presidential elections in Iran. NPR's Luis Schiavone has more.
The White House congratulated Iran on the election of moderate cleric Hassan Rouhani as a potentially promising development. In a statement, President Obama's spokesman Jay Carney said the election occurred against a backdrop of intimidation and a lack of transparency. Despite that, he said, Iranian voters did turn out to shape their own future. Rouhani, age 64, is not expected to challenge Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, especially on matters of national security and Iran's nuclear program. But his selection from a field of conservative hardliners could signal a diplomatic thaw internationally and less repression inside Iran. Luis Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Israel says international pressure must be maintained on Iran despite the election of a moderate conservative as president. In a statement from the prime minister's office, Benjamin Netanyahu told his cabinet today the international community must not loosen the pressure on Iran for it to stop its nuclear program. Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi has severed ties with the Syrian government, a sign of hardening regional stances on the Syrian civil war. NPR's Leila Fadel reports that Morsi made the comments at a rally called for by hardline Islamists.
Morsi's speech followed those of a series of clerics who called for holy war in Syria on the side of the rebels against Bashar al-Assad's regime. He called for the Lebanese Shia militant group Hezbollah to immediately withdraw from Syria, where they are fighting in support of the Alawi leader, Assad. And in an about-face of a non-military intervention policy, he called on the international community to implement a no-fly zone and to stop the bloodshed in Syria. Egypt is a largely Sunni nation, and the fiery comments from the president and the clerics that preceded him point to an escalation of what many view as a sectarian conflict that pits Shia Iran and Hezbollah on the side of Assad and Sunni nations on the side of the rebels. Leila Faldin, NPR News, Cairo.
In Turkey, a pro-government rally is planned for today, even though overnight thousands took to the streets of Istanbul. Protesters erected barricades and set bonfires after riot police using tear gas and water cannon cleared the city park at the center of 2 weeks of anti-government protests. Police have reportedly sealed off Taksim Square to traffic and pedestrians. Crews battling a deadly wildfire that's being described as the most destructive in Colorado history are gaining ground.
We're upping the containment percentage on this fire from 40% to 55%.
Incident Commander Rich Harvey of the U.S. Forest Service speaking to reporters last night, the Black Forest fire outside Colorado Springs has destroyed nearly 500 homes, but Harvey says crews are getting a handle on it thanks to cooler temperatures, calmer winds, and a rainstorm. This is NPR News. The government is attempting to rebut claims that it overreached in investigating potential terrorist plots in newly declassified information released to Congress. Top intelligence officials say information gained from two controversial data collection programs run by the National Security Agency have thwarted potential plots in the United States and more than 20 other countries. General Motors is recalling nearly 200,000 sport utility vehicles. At issue is a risk of fire, as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
GM is recalling the 2006 and 2007 SUV models because a circuit board in the driver's door could short and spark a fire. Several makes are affected, including the Chevy Trailblazer, GMC Envoy, Buick Rainier, Saab 97X, and the Isuzu Ascender. GM is notifying owners to take the vehicles to dealers for free repairs and, in the meantime, park the SUVs outside. The automaker says the defect is caused when water gets into the driver's side door and corrodes a circuit board. If it shorts, there's an overheating and fire risk, and power windows and door locks may not work. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Phil Mickelson alone atop the leaderboard heading into today's final round at the U.S. Open at Pennsylvania's Marion Golf Club. Mickelson is seeking his first U.S. Open title after finishing as a runner-up a record five times.
I love being in the thick of it. I've had opportunities in years past, and it has been so fun, even though it's been heartbreaking to come so close a number of times and let it slide.
It's the first time Mickelson has ever had the outright lead heading into the final round of the U.S. Open, and he's doing it as he celebrates his 43rd birthday this Father's Day. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.